you may have heard about the lines of customers and the rush of orders for Apple's new iPad 2. Apple founder Steve Jobs even took a leave from his medical leave of absence for the tablet's rollout in March. But there's more than hype surrounding tablets these days, and there's far more than just the iPad on the market. Should tablets take a far more visible role in your enterprise? That's the focus of a special report on Gartner.com. I'm Scott Smith, host of Talking Technology, Gartner's monthly audio news magazine, and a lead author of that report. Gartner Vice President and Distinguished Analyst David Willis spoke recently with Talking Technology correspondent Brian Stows. Following are excerpts from their conversation. Brian?
Thanks, Scott. David Willis is the lead analyst on a new Gartner special report about tablet computing. And while there are indeed different options and different uses, David says there's one thing we should all be doing with tablets: seeing where they might work in our enterprises. David, welcome to Talking Technology.
Good afternoon.
So, how are tablets changing the game for IT and business?
Really, tablets, you could say, get computing out of the way for a moment. You know, automation doesn't have to be torturous for the user. It doesn't require a lot of extensive training with a lot of tablet applications. They're pretty much intuitive as they are. And so the idea of going away and having to sit in a class and learn how to use something, you know, that's not something we see generally with tablet applications. Although, we see it a lot in traditional business applications. Computing also doesn't have to be really slow or non-responsive and kind of sluggish. It doesn't have to be complex. And part of the attraction of tablets, the iPad in particular, is that it turns on immediately. No waiting 5 minutes or 7 minutes for the thing to boot up and use 10% of your battery life in the process. It's very tactile, intuitive to use. Just the type of thing you pretty much just open it and start using it. So it's not the type of thing that users have to be just kind of warm up to. The ice around this tends to melt very, very quickly. And as a device, just in the applications we've seen to date, tablets are excellent web viewers, so there's good potential for delivering web-based applications to them. They're excellent video viewers as well, and a lot of people are watching Netflix or other on-demand video services, which are those sort of applications utilizing video, are also coming into the business. So it's not just something where I'm going to watch TV on it. I may actually want to use it to watch how to repair a part out in the field, for example. And one other thing I think is really interesting about tablets versus traditional computing is it really allows for personal interaction between two people. You can sit down with a small tablet with, say between a doctor and a patient, and they can walk through perhaps a procedure they're about to go through. And the patient can not only ask questions, but they can touch and replay and things like that. It becomes more of, again, kind of a personal interaction in ways that you wouldn't traditionally see with, say, a laptop. Most people would never think of sort of grabbing a laptop from somebody and starting to type, but taking a tablet out of a person's hands and starting to interact with it is a very natural thing.
So with all that upside, is this something every organization should be looking to deploy right now?
I think every organization should be at least thinking about how this particular computing model, tablet devices, could change the way they operate. Now, in the consumer space, tablets have brought computing into new areas, into the couch or onto the train, or they might be walking around and doing computing. And that same kind of thinking can go into business. Where is it inconvenient to use a traditional computer? Maybe I'm walking around and doing surveys, as an example. Or I'm on the warehouse floor, I'm doing pick lists, an area where traditional tablet PCs have already had some impact. But now I may be able to open that up to a wider variety of uses. Other examples, we see them being used as board books for board of director meetings. So rather than having huge stacks of paper and passing those out, and by the way, making sure I get all that paper back at the end of a board meeting, I can simply issue a tablet out to them. They can review the information at their will, and then I can take the tablet back at the end. And by the way, if we happen to somehow misplace one of those tablets, they can, with current management technologies, I could actually wipe any sort of data or documents off of it if I've planned for them properly. So planning for these things is going to be key. Security concerns are something you're going to have to address, but they are certainly both manageable and secure.
David, you've given us a few examples already, including using them as board books. Can you share with us some other ways that you see organizations using tablets so far?
Well, if you just look at what a typical salesperson has to carry with them, they may have a briefcase full of documents, or they may have CDs that they're carrying around with them, which again are kind of clumsy to use, and you don't really get an immediate experience with the client. Having a salesperson walk into somebody's office and in a matter of seconds start to walk through your particular product's value proposition, looking at videos perhaps, but certainly looking at documents and filling out forms is a very easy thing to do. So anybody with a sales force really should be looking at how you could use tablets in that environment. Now, taking a step beyond that, maybe I could then think about the process of actually configuring complex products with the customer. And again, the same types of configurators that I might have in a PC environment, I can now bring into the forms that I would have in a tablet. There's a couple of simple examples, but it seems every time we go out, we discover yet another set of applications. I was checking into a hotel recently in London, and instead of talking to a concierge, they actually allowed me to check out an iPad, and I could use that to determine where to go for dinner and how to arrange my transportation and things like that. And I think that's a testament to how simple and intuitive these devices can be.
Building on that, what other possible uses do you expect to see tablets being used for?
Think first off, be sure we're positioning these things properly. They aren't full PC replacements, and they're not really voice communication devices like a smartphone is. So we are talking about another device in the arsenal, so to speak. But thinking about what the tablets are good at, they're really good at consuming information and manipulating information. So a very interesting area here is around business analytics and performance dashboards and things like that, where, for example, you could give a regional sales manager the dashboard that they carry around with them everywhere they go, and prior to going into a big sales meeting or prior to showing up at a retail store, they can actually do a bit of analytics, kind of a graphical view of what's going on in that region or what's going on in that store prior to actually going in. And that's, once again, a way to get that type of information out to the individual at the time they need it, where they need it, when they need it.
That was Gartner Vice President and Distinguished Analyst David Willis, who is also the Chief of Communications Research at Gartner. You can hear an expanded version of David's conversation with correspondent Brian Stows on the April edition of Talking Technology, Gartner's monthly audio news magazine, which you can learn more about on Gartner.com. And of course, be sure to check out the full special report on tablet computing on Gartner.com.